Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners, operators, managers, and highly motivated staff. This is Ryan Bromfin with therestaurantboss.com, as well as clickbacon.com and scalemyrestaurant.com. Today, we're going to talk to you about the difference between urgent and important tasks. Now, they seem very similar, but they're not. There's a massive difference. And these two ideas of urgent and important tasks come from a book called The 4DX by Stephen Covey and some other guy. I can't remember. I know Stephen Covey because his dad wrote How to Win Friends. And no, that was Dale Carnegie. Stephen Covey's dad wrote 7 Steps of Highly Effective People. And I can't remember his dad's name. Maybe I'm getting it messed up. Doesn't matter. We'll fix it. Point is, the book is called The 4DX, or The 4 Disciplines of Execution. It's a phenomenally boring book, but it's an incredible book. But today's not a book report. Today's about urgent and important tasks. I want you to think of urgent tasks as the fire. The thing that needs to get done right now. If something's on fire, you stop everything you're doing and you put it out. Important tasks, I want you to think of important tasks as the fireproof material or the fireproof building method, right? If you build a fireproof environment, it can't catch on fire, right? Like when you're going hiking or when you're going camping, I should say, sometimes there's a fire ban because it's too dry outside and you can't start a fire because everything's going to catch on fire, right? Well, if you build an environment, if you're in this super wet, super damp, like rainforest, you can't even start a fire if you tried. Like you could literally sit there and rub sticks together and flint and everything. Like, have you ever tried to start a fire? For those of you who barbecue or cook on live oak or live mesquite, you ever tried to start a fire with wet wood or with new wood or green wood as it's called? It's literally impossible. There are days where I've been so frustrated. I'm like, why can't I start this fire? You have propane burning, you have everything burning. You're like, you cannot start the fire. So when we think of important tasks, we think of that fireproofing material versus the urgent task, which is the fire. It has to get put out. Now, the problem that we run into is when an important task becomes urgent, like cramming for a test, like doing your homework the night before it's due, even though you've had the assignment for 2 weeks. Right? 2 weeks ago, it was important, but not urgent. Tonight, the day before it's due, it's urgent and important. It's gonna get all of your attention. So what I want you to think about here is how many of your tasks in your day are important, but we're pushing them off because there's no deadline on them. And then they become urgent and important versus how many of the tasks that you're working on a day-to-day basis are important, and you're actually getting them done before it becomes urgent. Now, I have these kind of ratios that I set out for people, depending on your position, like a line level employee. If you're a staff member, if you're a server, a cook, a bartender, a cashier, a host, 95 to 100% of your tasks are gonna be urgent. Your job is to react to what's in front of you, to do what's in front of you, to think about today. That's your job. When you move into management, you might be 70-30, 80-20, 80% of your time on urgent and 20% of your time on important. But as owners, as operators, if you are not at least 50-50, if you are not spending at least 50% of your time on important tasks before they become urgent, you are probably saying things like, all I do is put out fires. You're probably spending too much time putting out fires instead of creating a fireproof environment. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that fire and fireproof environment analogy works for you. But really what I want you to do is I want you to kind of think about your calendar. And in next week's video, we're going to talk about building out your calendar, about how to use your calendar. The previous week's video, last week, we talked about to-do lists and why I don't like to-do lists. And tomorrow, next week, I'm gonna introduce you into the calendar and to kind of my production method, my planning method of how I get a lot more stuff done in much less time than the average entrepreneur or the average manager, owner out there. And it's not because I'm any better or more talented than anyone else out there. I just have better systems. I just learned better systems for time management, for processes and procedures. And this is kind of the introduction to that. So again, for this week, the homework is to kind of audit yourself and think about how much time are you actually spending on the important stuff before it becomes urgent versus only doing urgent tasks, versus only reacting to urgent tasks. I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you next week's video on creating your calendar, setting up your calendar, building out your calendar so you can become way more efficient and get way more done in way less time. This has been Ryan Gronfen with The Restaurant Boss, and remember, systems equal success. Have an absolutely wonderful day. Want to improve your skills as a manager and make more money? Did you get handed the manager job and weren't given the support you need? Are you nervous about applying for a restaurant manager position? Managing restaurants, bars, and kitchens is not easy. I know. I have been there. I want to help. The difference between where you are now and where you want to be is a plan and some new tools. That is why I created the Restaurant Manager Certification. It's a bootcamp for aspiring restaurant leaders designed to simplify your path to the top. Learn more at therestaurantboss.com/manager. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.